Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
How do?
Hello.
How do?
Hey!
Party people. How do?
How do
not too bad. How do you?
I do.
You do too?
I do.
What she said.
Jesus Christ. All right. We're starting on a high note. We can only go down from here.
Literally. Literally a high note.
Wow. That was pretty wild. We're experimenting with some a new way to do the show. And so I called in a little bit early just because I was trying to get things figured out. Blog Talk Radio does such a horrible, piss-poor job of what they're attempting to do. They're almost there. I mean, they've got it, a slick interface, but there's some technical issues. And so until they get that shit worked out, we canceled our premium membership, which means we had to stop doing the show during, quote-unquote, prime time and move it to 5, which is not 5 yet. I accidentally started the show early, just trying to get it that's a long story short. Well, what I didn't realize is that I had a rerun posted to play automatically if nobody called in. And so for a while the show was running and I hadn't called in and the rerun was playing. Well, I just now called in and didn't realize the rerun was playing and I thought Zigzag was talking to me and I was thoroughly confused because I didn't know. I thought he had called in. It seemed like he was responding to me because I said, "Welcome to the show. Sorry, so late." And then right at that moment, him in the recording said, "How do?" I said, "Well, I do fine." And it took me a second to realize that I wasn't actually interacting with a human being, but it was a pre-recorded show. So anyway, I don't even know if Zigzag's going to be able to call in. Like I said, we just decided to do this. We're doing the show from 7 to 8, not 7 to 6. We don't have that sort of time travel abilities yet. Certainly Blog Talk Radio doesn't. We were doing it 7 to 8, but again, it wasn't worth paying for the prime time slot because there was just too much bullshit going wrong every fucking episode. So we canceled the premium membership. We're back down to the free, which means we have to do our show at 5. So that's the story. And obviously 5 being right at the moment when everybody gets off work, including guys like me and Zigzag, even though we are magnates and captains of industry, we still put in a full 27-hour day. So I don't know if he's going to be able to make it. And like I said, I'm early anyway. So I think what I'm going to do right now is just spin Internet Love Song, which is the best song ever written by the hands of man. It's about 4 minutes and 28 seconds long. That should get us into the actual 5 o'clock hour, or pretty close to it. And then I'll jump back in, and hopefully Zigzag will be around. If not, then I can talk for a few minutes. I don't mind doing that. I can't play any more songs, though, because we also can only have 3 audio tracks. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, internet love song for you people.
By how she types exactly what she wants. I go to make her mind with a smooth point and click. Pretty soon she'll be on my digital.
Surfing the net on a mission of love. Checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
My keyboard with my custom-made golden spike ears on, transmitting the groove. I send her a picture of me composed out of comic and silicones, and she likes what she sees. Of course she does.
There you have it, Internet Love Song. I don't know about you, but that sounded absolutely fucking horrible to me. All the compression coming over the internet. Trust me, it's a great song. If you want to hear it in full hi-fi, HD, Wi-Fi, mofo style, then head on over to iTunes and download it. Just go to iTunes and search the best song ever fucking written by the hands of man, and it should pop up number one. If not, then just search for Hyper Sloth, one word, or Internet Love Song. Several words. We also have another song that I can't play you, but it's equally as awesome, if not superior or inferior, depending on your taste. But it's at least on par with Internet Love Song, even though it's a little bit of a different style. And it's called Beer is Food. And it is about beer and how beer is basically food. It's like drinking a loaf of bread. It sustains me when I take it into my body and I become one with it. It is the way, the light, the hope, and the truth. It's Jesus in a can. It is my salvation, beer. And it's food. And that's why the song is called Beer is Food. And we have yet another song. If you can believe it, that's how prolific we are. We have three goddamn songs. I mean, how many other bands can say that? And the other one is called Farmer Song. And it is a very clever song about growing marijuana. Marijuana, growing marijuana, growing weed, which is becoming more and more legal to do. So, you know, you should get in on that. Get in, jump in on that bandwagon, that bale, that hay bale of weed that's rolling down the hill toward Moneytown. jump on that bale of weed rolling downhill to Moneytown, because legalized weed's coming. And you better get in on the ground floor so you can reap some reefer rewards. Boom! Holy shit! I've got to write that down. Reap some reefer rewards. There's a sales pitch for something there. I don't know what, but there's a sales pitch. That's a line. Not a pitch. That's a slogan. Reap some reefer rewards. Reap real reefer rewards. Ooh, okay. It's starting to sound like an infomercial for something. Reap real reefer rewards with your reefer reward. It'll be a kit that you can grow your own weed. It'll come with a bud buddy. It'll come with a bud buddy packed with seeds. I know. Here we go. It'll come with the Mega Bud Buddy kit, which I think is 7 Bud Buddies, and each one will have a seed or a handful of seeds for a specific strain or genus of marijuana. Boom. Go to budbuddy.me and reap real reefer rewards. Boy, that's tough to say, though. I'm not sure if I could say it better or worse, high. I've only had one beer, and I can barely say it. Reap real reefer rewards with your budbuddy.me grow kit. Fuck yeah, man. There you go. I got to jot that down. Bud Buddy. When Zigzag hears that, his mind's going to explode. You hear about it. Anyway, I wish I had another song to play. But I don't. So, now you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a song for you live. God damn it. I've got a guitar. And I know how to play it, and I know how to sing. Let's do that. Maybe Double Z will call in the meantime. Maybe not. That's fine. Like I said, this is a special case. We're in sort of a transitional phase here. In fact, we may even abandon Blog Talk Radio completely as the primary vehicle for getting this done. I'm kind of exploring the idea of just recording a podcast through more traditional means and simply uploading it to Blog Talk Radio, and then people can listen whenever they want. You know, the only good thing here is I'm live on the radio, so if somebody wants to call in, they can do it. In fact, if you want to call in, give me a call, 646-478-0616. I want to see if I can bust out a tune here. So, yeah, I don't know why. Oh, I've got my headphones on for it. Here, I'll play a little one called, well, it doesn't really have a name. I just call it the whistle song.
Funny. things come around. She said, yeah, it's so funny, fine, little thing we found, hiding here in this small town of drive-through beer. Overcome the ground and cement floors. Dogs up, dance floors. Now, don't you ever leave. Don't you ever leave or go away.
Better or worse, I really didn't play it all that great. I fucked up at least one chord change I'm aware of. And if you notice that, don't call me up and tell me how much I suck, please. 646-478-0616. Hypersloth Happy Hour. Visit us at hypersloth.me, where we post a bunch of funny stuff, pictures and videos that we find on the internet. If you like the Chive, you'll love Hypersloth, but not as often because we don't update it 40 times a day. Only when we truly find something worth sharing do we update it. But anyway, hypersloth.me, if you want to reap real reefer rewards, then go to budbuddy.me and pick up a bud buddy for you and your buddy. And your bud. Okay, it's 5:09. I'm a little excited. It's supposed to get cold here. It's already getting chilly, but I think next week it's actually supposed to snow. So great. Being from Texas, I've only seen snow twice in my entire life, and that was on TV. So I'm looking forward to snow. I guess we'll build a snowman and make snow angels and do all that stuff. I'll have to look up on the internet how to do things with snow or how to react to snow. If you know how to react to snow, give me a call. Right here, 646-478-0616. 46, and see if I can do it walking. 466-478-0616. It's getting better. It's getting better. See if I can do it, Arnold. 646-478-0616. Call me now. Not too bad. Now, Mr. Walton, give me a hand. Get in the chopper. I would get in the chop. No, I can't do impressions. I really wish I could, though. I've always wanted to be able to do impressions. Anyway, let me. I'm just going to give Double Z a tap on the shoulder via Skype. Via Skype. A tap on the shoulder via Skype. On the show now, believe it or not, accidentally started it early because I'm half retarded. We can only do 30 minutes live, which is true, and I've only got 2 minutes of that left, 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes of that left since I started it early. I'll just say I liked it better at 7 Just been yakking. We'll probably yak a bit more. We should come up with a solid podcast plan for the future that doesn't involve being tied to a schedule. Blah, 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 blah. So, what else is going on in the news, I wonder? I'll tell you what, let's explore. Here's a new bit. We're going to do this. It's called Let's Explore Cliff's Evernote account. If you don't know what Evernote is, you should. And if you don't, I'm ashamed of you. Evernote's fantastic. It's a tool that lets you take notes, like literal notes, just as things come to you, kind of jot them down using your smartphone or computer. Or while you're surfing the net, you can take notes by saving web pages or content from web pages or entire websites. And the cool thing is it's synced up to an account in the quote-unquote cloud, as the kids say. And so, you know, whatever I happen to save in Evernote on my phone is going to be on my computer when I get home and vice versa. So what I like to do, if I have to go to the store at some point in the day, I'll make a shopping list while I'm sitting here working on my computer in Evernote. And then lo and behold, by the time I get to the store, I've got the shopping list on my phone. It's pretty handy. Pretty handy, especially for all those things that you always think about that you need, occur to you that you really, really fucking need, but they're kind of obscure. So by the time you get to the store, it's completely evaporated from your brain until you get back home and again realize, oh shit, I needed a new heating element for the toaster. Damn. And so those kinds of things, you can just make a note right then in your phone, boom. Next time when you go to Walmart or Target or whatever little mom and pop places in your town that's about to get bought up by Walmart and Target, you just look at it. Oh, I needed a heating element. Excellent. And extra large tampons. Anyway, see, I'm trying to bring up my Evernote so that we can see what's in it, because I know I've saved a lot of stuff for the show. Evernote.com. I'll just go to the website because all my stuff's going to be there too. Shoo-ba-doo, sign in. I'm going to sign in right now. Waiting for it to do something. This is exciting. I should make a note in Evernote to get a faster computer. Username, Dingleberry Sniffer. Password, 1234ABC. Sign in. I hope none of you paid attention to that. I don't want you adding weird notes to my Evernote account. Well, it's not working. I'm ill-prepared. And here's one. A website called Cooking with Cum. And this is no joke, believe it or not. It's recipes that involve semen. That is absolutely the God's honest truth, and it's a serious website, cookingwithcum.com. I encourage you to go there. Let's see what kind of recipes they have at cookingwithcum.com. Hey, if you have a great cum-based recipe, give me a call. We're recording now. We're not live on air. But email it to me, for the love of God. I've got more cum than I know what to do with. It just keeps coming out of me. And here we go. There's books. Semenology, the Semen Bartender's Handbook. Natural Harvest. Interesting. That's cool. Collection of semen-based recipes. Wow. Oh, well. I'll be better prepared for next show. I think I'm going to wrap it up. Plus the wife and kid are home. It's always a buzzkill. We'll be back in action as soon as possible with double Z and single R. Later.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!